It's definitely peace of mind knowing that our clients' annuities are in good hands. And you just how quick and responsive that you guys are answering any questions that we have. You know, there's just no doubt that this was the right choice.
Hear how this breakaway firm used DPL's tools and technology to make the transition to independence. You're listening to Advisor Revelations.
Hey, welcome to the Advisor Revelations podcast. I'm Jackson Bradley, Regional Vice President of Member Success at DPL. And today we're going to discuss how advisors, like our guests joining us today, have utilized DPL for our Breakaway Accelerator program. So with that, I'll introduce our guests, Kim Miranda and Kayla Van Dyke from Bellwether Wealth.
Thanks, Jackson.
Hi.
Thanks, guys. So before we start the discussion today, I just want to remind the listeners to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite streaming app. Anything we talk about interests you, be sure to connect with your DPL consultant. If you don't know who that is, you can find them on our website, www.dplfp.com. I guess with that, we'll go ahead and get into it. So Kim and Kayla, so that our listeners have a little better understanding of the type of firm that Bellwether is and your experience with the Breakaway program, could you share a little bit more about yourself and the firm?
Yeah, absolutely. So Bellwether Wealth is an ensemble firm. We're located in Lincoln, Nebraska. We have just a little over $630 million in assets under management with approximately 440 client households. Our owner, Clark Bellin's, been in the industry since 1997 under the broker-dealer model, but he started Bellwether in 2019 as an RIA. So I'm the chief operating officer at Bellwether Wealth. I handle the day-to-day operations. So it allows Clark to have more time with the clients and to plan for the company's future. I've been there for 2.5 years. And before that, I had 13 years with the Nebraska legislature.
Yeah. And let's see, I've been in the industry for about 15 years. I joined Bellwether about 1.5 years ago. I've always been on the service side of the business, which is what I enjoy most. And yeah, that's prior to that, I was with another investment firm for around 13 years. So
cool. Yeah. Thanks for sharing, guys. And I guess the next point of conversation would be, how did the breakaway conversation start at Bellwether? You know, you guys being registered with a broker dealer for so long, how'd you finally decide to move forward?
When Clark started the RIA in 2019, his end goal was to always break away from our broker dealer. The broker dealer just had a lot of influence over the RIA side of the business, more than we had anticipated when he started the RIA. But we had some really good long-term clients that had, we had approximately $20 million worth of annuities, I think, that belonged to these really good clients of ours, but we just couldn't bring those annuities under the RIA umbrella. We didn't want to abandon those annuities to have them become house accounts. So we just didn't break away for a while until we found DPL.
Yeah. No, I know we were in talks for a long time before we actually finally started working on the program. So it was cool to see it finally come to fruition. And so I guess, you know, looking at the breakaway and all of the paperwork and operational stuff that goes into it. So Kayla, what was your concerns with the actual process when we were going to start? Like, what were your expectations of all the work that was going to be on your plate? And then how did it actually pan out?
I didn't really have any expectations. I didn't really know what to expect, even though you guys told me what to expect. I kind of just dove in head first. And I think my biggest concern was honestly the need to service our clients. We're pretty hands-on and we take pride in our service. And so knowing that I wasn't going to be able to call the annuity company or log into the annuity company's website to help our clients was a little bit of a concern for me. But even after we transitioned just a few clients, we had to already start servicing. And it's actually been wonderful. Like DPL really does all of the legwork for us, gets me the paperwork that I need, gets me the dollar amounts that I need. And then it's still me talking to the client. At first I was like, so they're talking to DPL or how is this really working? And that was a big concern of mine, but it's been wonderful. It frees up more of my time and it only gives better service to the client. So it's been amazing.
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome to hear. And then Kim, from like the bigger picture standpoint, I know you weren't in the weeds like every day with the paperwork and stuff, but what's the general kind of thought on how the process has gone from like the top level and I guess from Clark as well?
honestly smoother than anticipated. You know, I think it helped that we had quite a few meetings before we broke away so that we kind of had a game plan, more or less. We had some things come up that kind of threw us off. We actually had a client passed away that had one of these annuities. And so we waited until we were able to get sort of the death claims taken care of before we went forward, just to help with ease of paperwork and things. But it's gone very smoothly. And Kayla has been a rock star at turning out applications. She's been communicating with me, communicating with our clients. It's honestly been really smooth. And she's just been, she just has been working super hard getting those applications out.
Thank you, Kim.
Yeah, no, that's awesome to hear. And then Kayla, going back to kind of in the weeds and the operational stuff. So what do you think has been probably the easiest part of this whole process and transitioning this book to the commission-free side? And what are some challenges that have come up? I mean, you and I both know what they've been, but in your words, I know our viewers would love to hear.
Honestly, the communication from you specifically, Jackson, you've been my lifeline throughout this whole thing. And honestly, like, if it weren't for you, I don't know that it could have gone as smoothly. You guys, you really make it hard to screw up. I mean, it's a lot of paperwork on our end and a lot of client information. But with your shared drive that you offer us, you guys, you fill out the majority of the paperwork, like on an agent record. I just have to get the signatures. You know, 1035s are a little more work, but again, with it all being online, I mean, it really makes it easy and pretty hard to screw up. I would say one of the biggest challenges, which if you're an advisor listening to this, you really want to like have this conversation up front with the client, is when they log into Black Diamond to view their accounts, they might see their annuity is missing, which is pretty alarming for them. And we tell them that they're not thinking about that necessarily when they log in. So just to let the client know it's going to disappear. But then once that 1035 occurs, it's going to show back up. So it's really at that point a game of patience. But you know, the clients that were concerned about that, they called us, we explained it to them. They're usually like, oh yeah, I forgot. You know, you told me that. That's probably like one of the biggest things I would want to really get ahead of with when transitioning, just to let your clients know that.
Yeah, no, definitely. Especially because you guys, I know, we're using Black Diamond. Like some firms will not use Black Diamond, then start up with them when they break away. But in your guys' case, you were using Black Diamond and then all the data feeds were lost and then we had to get them back established. So
yeah,
that's a good point on the data stuff.
Yeah.
So Kim, from like a bigger picture standpoint going forward, how do you guys see yourselves using DPL, you know, for new client cases once we've gotten through this book?
So actually I've already been in contact with you a little bit on some new business, but because we don't have that link to the broker dealer anymore, you're the one that we now go to write new business. And we honestly don't write a whole lot of new annuity business, but when I have reached out, you get back to me so quickly with a clear quote, going over the different options for writers and things. And I don't know, you give us what we need to go to the client and present to them the annuity options that they have. And, you know, we've done some 1035 exchanges, but we haven't written any new business yet, but I'm sure that would go really smoothly if we get there.
Yeah. And I think it's just going to be good for you guys in general, like being in the RIA space, you know, traditionally there wasn't any outlet to be able to secure these products for your clients. So just knowing that even though you don't have that broker dealer link anymore, you still have access to these products is going to be good, you know, on a kind of holistic standpoint, to make sure the client comes in and says, I want a fixed annuity, and there's no way of talking them out of it. We're available for you guys. So
yeah.
Any kind of closing remarks as we wrap up here today?
I would just say, if you're on the fence about transitioning, just do it. We sat on it for a really long time. I mean, prior to me even joining Bellwether a year and a half ago, it was always in the works, always DPL was always in our conversation. And I think it's a huge accomplishment. We're almost done. I think transitioning, we have a couple left. And I would say, talk less, do more. Just get it done and you're not going to regret it. Like, DPL is amazing when it comes to service, and they will hold your hand through the whole process. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Absolutely. I mean, I have to agree with Kayla about the service that you guys provide. You know, it's definitely peace of mind knowing that our clients' annuities are in good hands. And you just how quick and responsive that you guys are answering any questions that we have. You know, there's just no doubt that this was the right choice.
So, Kim, going back to something we touched on at the beginning briefly, but I wanted to hopefully relate to some of our listeners, especially our target audience for this podcast. So what were some of the pain points that you were feeling at the broker dealer as you guys were wrestling with the decision to either break away or not?
You know, I think we were surprised by how much the broker dealer was able to control the RIA side of the business. You know, in our mind, we thought there was going to be two distinct groups, you know, that the broker dealer would control sort of the commission-based products that we were offering. And then the RIA would cover our like custodial assets at Schwab. But ultimately the broker dealer wanted to oversee everything. I mean, even to the you know, they were even controlling our software provider that we were needing to use for marketing emails, all the way up to bigger picture things like investment options. We have a proprietary investment process that we use. So anything that's kind of out of the ordinary from a broker dealer standpoint, they're going to question it. And the things that we were just wanting to offer our clients, especially because we have some ultra high net worth clients, they just have some unique needs. They have different interests than a large majority of normal investors. And so we just needed that flexibility and we weren't able to get that under our broker dealer.
Yeah. No, that makes complete sense. That, you know, definitely lines up with what I've heard from other people that have been looking into this process. So, you know, you guys are maybe not fed up, but just over, you know, working with the broker dealer and don't want those restrictions anymore. So when you were vetting different options, specifically with the annuity business, what kind of stood out about us as a firm, DPL, and we were marketing this process to you guys, but what actually made it stick out and gave you confidence to move forward with it?
I mean, I know we've mentioned this a lot, but obviously the great customer service that we've gotten from you actually and your team definitely helped. But your team's also just very knowledgeable about the different annuity products that are out there, the individual carriers. You would give us a time frame for how long it might take for a certain application to go through, agent of record changes, doing an agent of record change versus a 1035, what's better for the client. Actually, you were even able to come up with some better annuities that we were able to get clients into that we weren't even aware of. So,
yeah, I'll add on, Kim, to that. Your annuity comparison tool and the reports that you send us are wonderful, and it really does like all of the legwork for us. So that's a great tool to have.
Yeah.
It was also important that the DPL website also integrate with our tech stack. We just need to have eyes on our clients' accounts. And, you know, it was scary, the thought that we wouldn't be able to see what was going on with annuities, but that wasn't the case at all. We're able to see account balances along with a client's accounts at Schwab or American Funds or TIAA. So it's just the technology integration has been wonderful as well.
No, that's awesome to hear. And I know me and my team appreciate the kind words. And so with that, any last remarks that you guys have before we hop out of here today?
Yeah, I would just say if you've been on the fence about transitioning to DPL, just do it. We sat on it for quite a while. I've been here a year and a half, and they had talked about it much longer than my time here. DPL was always in our conversation, and then we did it fairly quickly once we said yes, and we have no regrets. You just sometimes got to just dive in and go for it, because it was one of the best things we've done. So
awesome.
Absolutely. We definitely have peace of mind knowing that our clients' annuities are in good hands, and the process has been wonderful. You guys have walked us through it, and we're almost at the end of it. So
yeah.
I know, we're about to wrap up here. I think we only have a couple more to go.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys again for being such an awesome partner. It's a pleasure to work with you, and appreciate the testimonial that you offered today to help spread the word about this process, to help other RIAs that were in the same situation as you. And for all the listeners, thank you for being on today. Again, our website to connect with us is www.dplfp.com, and subscribe for more podcasts geared towards hopefully some breakaway candidates. Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jackson.
Thanks for listening. To hear more advisor revelations, go to dplfp.com and subscribe on your favorite podcast streaming app.